evolution just got kicked up a notch.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we're going to be talking with Dr. Fala Tamimi. We're going to talk about something we've discussed on this show ad infinitum. Dating all the way back to 2006 when I heard Dr. Russell Ryder on the show for the first time, and that's melatonin supplementation. We're going to talk about how melatonin supplementation as an anti-aging therapy for age-related bone loss works. Then we're going to change it up a little bit. Stay within the, since melatonin is one of the hormones that helps us sleep, we're going to be talking to Dr. Ginny Naidu. And we're going to be discussing age-induced endoplasmic reticulum stress and how it alters sleep and sleep homeostasis. Let's face it, everybody is looking for better ways to get better sleep. And especially as we age, it becomes more elusive. We'll be talking about that later in the show. Just want to remind everybody that you can get the Age Force Fat Burner Patch now while there's still time to lose body fat before the summer hits us right in the face. By using the coupon code SR30, you can get a free 30-day supply to try it yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner Patch banner ad today. All the way from McGill University in Montreal, Dr. Fala Tamimi. How you doing, Dr. Tamimi?
Yeah, fine. Thank you. Fine, you?
Very good, very good. Okay, so there have been some previous studies that have indicated that melatonin may increase bone mass mineralization, some done in dogs, in the jawbones of dogs, and others as well. Your group decided to take a look at a systemic effect of melatonin supplementation, correct?
Yes, yes.
So talk about, explain the design of the study first. What? How did you design the study?
Yeah, like a few years ago, we did a study in which we analyzed the effect of melatonin locally in the jaws of rabbits. We're doing it in rabbits, and we found that it had a local effect on bone formation. But then one of my collaborators in Spain, Dr. Tres Guerres, he discovered that it could also have a systemic effect on many other metabolic pathways, especially in very old animals. So we did an experiment in which we had extremely old rats. So extremely old rats are like 22-month-old rats. It's equivalent of having a person that is around 70 years old, more or less.
Okay.
And we treated them in the water. We added melatonin in one group for 10 weeks. And in another group, we didn't put any melatonin in the water. So after 10 weeks of treatment, we analyzed the bones of the animals, and there was a huge difference between the ones that were taking melatonin and the ones that were not taking melatonin.
Now this melatonin supplementation was in their water, so it was available to them ad lib. They could drink it any time, which is kind of different than the way humans use melatonin, because we usually use it late at night as a hypnotic and or a precursor to better sleep.
Yeah.
So do you see any differences in if we're supplementing with it at night versus throughout the day?
Like it would definitely have a more potent effect if it was taken at the right timing.
Right.
However, the rats their day night cycle is the opposite of the humans, so they drink in the night actually.
Oh, so perfect. So
So that's why in our case, it was kind of corrected by itself, yeah.
Ah, that's interesting. Okay, so when you observe these femur bones of the rats that were supplemented versus the rats that were not supplemented. How dramatic was the difference?
Well, there was an increment in the mechanical properties. So we tested the bones for mechanical forces, and we saw that there was an increase of the force needed to break the bones of almost 30%. So you needed like 30% more force to break their bones. So
wow.
It means that in a person, in an old human patient, if this is reproducible in humans, it means that the risk of fracture will be much lower. So that was one of the main findings that we found. The stiffness of the bone was higher. The flexural modulus was almost two times higher than in the controls.
What about just the mass itself? Was the bone thicker, just visually observing it, was the bone larger and thicker than the unsupplemented group?
Yes, definitely, yeah. So the volume of the bone, the bone volume was around 10% higher than in the controls, which is a 30% difference between the controls and the melatonin group. The thickness of the trabecula are like a small pieces of bone that are inside the femur, inside the vertebras. They were also thicker. The cortical bone was also thicker. The number of trabeculas, which is the small segments of bone within the bone, they were also higher in number. So almost in every single parameter that we assessed under the microscope and with CT scans, every single parameter was assessed, there was an improvement in the bone quality of the rats treated with melatonin.
Now, it has to be assumed that since all of these rats were old rats, before you started supplementing, did you say 10 weeks you supplemented for?
Yes,
okay.
10 weeks, yeah.
So it has to be assumed that the supplemented group, their bones started out before being supplemented, pretty much in the same status as the unsupplemented group. So their bones actually improved. So in thickness and flexibility and tensile strength, they improved over 10 weeks.
We don't know if it's that they were improving versus the controls, or they were not getting worse. So it could be interpreted in two ways. It could be that the bones are actually getting stronger than normal, or it could be just that the melatonin is preventing deterioration.
But would there be that dramatic of deterioration in just 10 weeks? I mean, that seems like, I know that's in rat years, that's a lot, but
yeah,
in just 10 weeks, would the other bones have deteriorated that degree where the melatonin just kept them from deteriorating? I don't know why, but I keep thinking they improved the quality of the bones. They didn't just stop them from getting worse.
Yeah. That's a very good point. Like right now, with the information that we have, we cannot both hypotheses could be valid. So it will need to be studied in the future to see if
do the rats have to be sacrificed in order to measure these bone parameters, or are using X-ray and CT scan and stuff like that?
Yeah, no, we sacrifice them.
So obviously you can't check ahead of time. Okay.
So it could be both things, but we will have to do future experiments to see if it could inverse the effect of aging. Yeah.
What about the joint itself? Was there any evidence that the joint itself improved either in quality of bone mass, thickness, or anything like that?
We didn't investigate the joints in these animals. However, we know that from other experiments done by our group that the supplements of melatonin have an effect also on other tissues besides bone, like many soft tissues, the blood vessels, and the cartilage. So we expect that there could be some effect on the joints, but we didn't investigate it in our study.
Only because, you know, osteoarthritis is such a popular disease of modernity today, it would be interesting. So you're saying that there is some evidence already out there that melatonin supplementation may have some beneficial effects on meniscus.
On soft tissue, yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
On soft tissues, yeah. But we don't about the joints, I'm not sure, but it could be, but we don't know yet.
Okay. So in summary of this research, it could be said that at worst, melatonin preserves bone strength and mineral reabsorption, keeping them from deteriorating any worse.
Exactly, yeah.
which means that if you start earlier with melatonin supplementation, which if you start, most people take melatonin because sleep quality starts to deteriorate. That usually occurs when people get into their late 40s, early 50s, and they start looking for sleep aids. So it could be thought that if you start at an early age, like 40, that you could maintain the quality of your skeletal system for a much longer period of time.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah.
It's very, very intriguing. I want to take a quick commercial break.
Yeah.
When we come back, I've got lots more questions. We're talking with Dr. Fala Tamimi. We're talking about the effects of supplementing with melatonin on the quality of your bones as you age. You know, there's a whole pharmaceutical market out there for helping women especially avoid osteoporosis, and it could be as simple as taking melatonin to aid you with the bone quality. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The American government loves Monsanto because if Monsanto's successful, then we will control the world because we'll have control of the food.
Listen to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Weekdays at noon.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking right now with Dr. Fala Tamimi from McGill University about melatonin supplementation. You know, I did a show back in 2007 with Dr. Russell Ryder, and I said that possibly melatonin could be the single best anti-aging supplement in the world. for pennies a day. And with each year as it passes, more research points to the accuracy of that statement. Dr. Tamimi.
Yes, yes.
What was the dosing? If you had to assess the dosing that these little rats were getting on a day-in and day-out basis and try to extrapolate that into human terms, can we do that from your research?
Yes, yes. It's like the equivalent of a 90% dosage of a human. Like it's a little bit less. We're giving a little bit less than what is given usually for.
So the average supplement is 3 milligrams that people take in a single dose of melatonin. Is that what equivalent to what these little rats were getting in a day?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. More or less. A little bit less. Yeah.
Okay. Now these were male rats, which is generally the case in all research. Do we understand any interplay with hormones like estrogen, progesterone, even testosterone and its effectiveness as it goes with the melatonin supplementation?
When bone resorption occurs due to age, there are two factors that kick in. One is the aging process itself, and the other one is the sexual hormones. So in female patients, you get both, right? So you get the aging process plus the depletion of sexual hormones. So that's why we focus in our study on male rats to try to investigate the aging effect on its own.
Exclusively, okay.
Exclusively, yeah, because definitely it could be other effects on sexual hormones, and that could bias our results. Yeah.
Do we understand the mechanism of action, the pathways that melatonin, which is considered a neuroendocrine hormone, influences bone mineral uptake?
It seems so that the melatonin affects many pathways at the cellular level in bone cells, like pathways that are associated with the proliferation of bone-forming cells and of cells that are producing bone. But it can also be having an effect through the central nervous system. Hmm. So that's more recent research has found that the central nervous system has a direct effect on the regulation of bone metabolism. And that regulation is influenced by the circadian rhythm, which is the day and night cycles.
Uh-huh.
So it turns out that cells that form bone, they are more active during the night. And cells that destroy bone, they are more active during the day. So if you give melatonin during the night, then the cells will feel that, okay, this is night, we have to make bone. But if you have sleeping disorders and you have low levels of melatonin in your body, then at night, the cells that are supposed to be producing bone, maybe they forget to produce bone because they didn't receive the signal that it's nighttime.
Right.
So that could be maybe the more profound mechanism of how this is working.
So we could say that melatonin has an extrinsic effect, a downstream effect on bone formation because it influences perhaps bone producing hormones. We also know that melatonin has an effect on certain thyroid hormone. And these thyroid hormones influence things like vitamin D, as well as calcitonin. And so I can see what you're saying. It could be that the melatonin itself, but then again, melatonin must have an intrinsic effect on bone mass as well because of the studies that were done on rabbits and canine jaws.
Yeah, it has a local effect. It has a direct local effect. The cells are sensitive to melatonin, but it could also have indirect effects affecting the metabolism of the body as a whole. So it could be, it seems that the body has like a clock, right, that tells you when it's day, when it's night. And this clock kind of gets damaged with age. So the supplementation with the melatonin, it seems that it fixes the clock a little bit, right?
Mm. Yeah, because we know that we have the suprachiasmatic nuclei, which seems to be the master clock. We know that we have all of these other little clocks throughout the body
as
well.
Yeah.
So in the study with rabbits, you actually put the melatonin directly on the jaw of the rabbit, correct? The
bone? Exactly. Yeah.
And what did you observe when you did this?
Like a huge amount of bone growing around the implants. So we're placing dental implants in the jaw of the rabbits, and we injected melatonin in the socket in the bone, and we saw a big difference in the amount of bone growing around the implants in those cases.
How did you keep the melatonin localized, or did you even worry about that?
No, we didn't worry about it. We just injected it in the socket, so it was a small amount, but it had a significant effect. The local application.
It sounds to me, call me crazy, but it sounds to me that toothpaste should have melatonin in it from the research that's been done on rabbits and dogs, because they did the same research on canines. They put implants in the jawbones of canines, and they bathed them in melatonin and something else. I want to say vitamin C, but I could be wrong. And the group that got the melatonin, the bone formation around the implants was nothing short of astonishing. And we know that because of oral hygiene issues, people lose bone around their teeth as they age. It sounds to me that if we were to start brushing our teeth with small amounts of melatonin and allow it to get in under the gum, that could actually reverse some of that bone loss in the jaw. Am I crazy here?
I think that's a very good idea, yeah.
Okay, so you and I have a new product to come out with, Dr. Tamimi.
Yeah.
It's a new toothpaste with melatonin in it.
Yeah, I think it's not a bad idea. Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, yeah. I don't understand why the American Dental Association, who continues to force us to put mercury in our mouth, hasn't decided that toothpaste should include melatonin yet, but maybe they'll catch up with that. All right, what can we take away from this research? What do you hope that both clinicians and lay people take away from your research done on these little rodents?
Well, I think the most important message is that this drug is a very cheap food supplement that can be found in any pharmacy over the counter, and it has a huge potential as a therapy for bone diseases, like this from our research, as well as other many aging related problems. So I think that there is a need to make like thorough clinical studies to further investigate this and start promoting the use of this food supplement if the clinical studies confirm what's been shown in animals.
You know, I think that we need to see a study done in both ovariectomized female rats and intact female rats to see what influence, if any, estrogen plays in this.
I think it has been tested in ovariectomized animals. Like, there was a previous study on ovariectomized animals, and also they found some positive results in ovariectomized animals.
Do we know if the results is better when here's my point. Do we know if the results is actually better when estrogen is present? Because we know that estrogen influences things like growth hormone and IGF-1, for instance. And we know that growth hormone and IGF-1 have a role in creating downstream growth metabolites that influence bone. I want to say BDNF or something like that, bone forming growth factors. So is it possible that while melatonin by itself has this wonderful effect, that melatonin plus estrogen, which both men and women have estrogen, actually has a greater effect?
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, because we see so many women who suffer from osteoporosis, and it seems that men don't suffer from it as much. And the reason, in my humble opinion, is because men really do have, when women go through menopause, men who are age matched tend to have higher estrogen levels than those women, because men get fat, and through aromatization, they start producing the kinds of estrogen levels that premenopausal women have. And so it's thought that the reason that men don't suffer from the same level of osteoporosis as women at that age is because we actually have more estrogen than women do.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. Yeah, it could be possible that the combination with melatonin with estrogens could have a
even better
effect. A synergic effect, yeah.
Yeah, this would be a really, really great study to look at. It'd be interesting. So what is next for your group now that you have found this information? What's next?
What we're trying to investigate now is the possibility to start clinical studies on this to take it to the next level, like to get it closer to more clinically relevant evidence. Because if we stay with rats, it will not be translated into clinical application.
Right, so, it's got to be people now.
Yeah, so now we're exploring the possibility of starting clinical studies to investigate these drugs. Yeah.
But you know what my fear is, Dr. Tamimi, that if you discover that melatonin works to reverse osteoporosis, that some pharmaceutical company will try to either hijack melatonin by creating some unique molecular form of it that won't work as good as just plain old melatonin, or they will try to outlaw melatonin over the counter. Can you get melatonin in Canada? Because I know you can't get DHEA in Canada over the counter.
Hey, melatonin, yes, you can get it over the counter in Canada, yeah.
I wonder if in the UK where what is that called? Alimentarius. I can't think of the name now. Codex. Codex is taking effect in the European Union. I wonder if in the European Union you can get melatonin over the counter.
I'm not so sure in the European Union.
Yeah, any of you listening from the UK or anywhere in the EU, if you could message me on Facebook or on air at supremeradio.com and let me know if you're able to buy melatonin over the counter at grocery stores or even health food stores. I'd be interested to find out. This is great research. Do you know who Dr. Russell Ryder is?
Not familiar with
Dr. him. Dr. Ryder is called the godfather of the pineal gland. He's authored over 700 papers and about 11 books about melatonin and the pineal gland. He's been on my show probably a half a dozen times over the past 9 years, and he's still teaching and still writing papers. He takes 20 milligrams of sublingual melatonin every single night. The guy is as sharp as a tack.
How old is he?
I think he's in his 80s now.
Wow.
and he's still publishing papers. He's still teaching. He's still speaking. I think he's in the midst of writing another book. And if he is any indication, and you know, remember what made us all interested in melatonin. While it was never reduplicated, the original study where they took old rats and young rats and simply switched the pineal glands from the old rats to the young rats, and the young rats got old and the old rats got young, and they thought, oh my God, melatonin is the fountain of youth. You remember that study?
Yeah.
That's the one that made everybody go, okay, we need to understand more about melatonin. But the truth of the matter is, while it may not be the fountain of youth, clearly, melatonin has the potential to allow people to age better, age healthier, and keep more of their faculties intact as they age. There's no doubt about that in my mind.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So, there you go.
My collaborator in Spain, that is Dr. Tres Guerres, he's the principal investigator of this study. He's actually in his 70s, and he's also taking daily supplements of melatonin, and you look at him, and he looks in his 50s.
I've been taking melatonin since around 2001, 2002. Because I was having trouble sleeping when I turned 50, 49, I think I was then, 50, maybe 50. When I turned 50, I started to have trouble sleeping. And my physician wanted me to take a pharmaceutical drug for sleep. They were benzodiazepines. And I took them for about 3 weeks and realized that I didn't feel good. And so I did some research, and I found out that one of the ways to, because I became dependent on the benzos to sleep, one of the ways to remove dependency of benzodiazepines was melatonin. And so I started reading about melatonin. I thought, you know what? This is what I'm going to, and I've been taking at least 3 milligrams. And like right now, I've been taking 15 milligrams and I change at different times of the year. I take different doses and I sleep better. And I'm starting to think that there's a rhythmicity based on season. that the body likes for levels of melatonin. And right now it's 15 milligrams for me. Then sometimes I go back down to 3 or 9 or 6. But I've been taking melatonin since around 2001. And I don't know if it's the reason I'm aging better and staying strong, but it's one of the reasons, I think.
Yeah, so. It could be. Yeah.
Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Take care. Bye.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Supreme Radio.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with Glycosolve. Glycosolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Well, you know, I got a surprise for you, and it's a surprise for him too. And that is, I have Adele Moussa on the line with me. It is a surprise for you, right, Adele?
Yeah, it certainly was, yeah. I didn't even know who was calling. I thought, will I pick up or won't I pick up? And who was at the phone? Well, Carl Lenore, obviously.
Thank goodness you picked up. So I have like 25 minutes to kill because one of the guests that we had set up for the second interview for the first hour fell out. And I thought, well, I'll talk about research or something like that. And then I remembered you messaged me and you said that you'll be listening to the show today. And I thought, wait a minute. I'm going to see if Adele answers his phone, and bingo, here you are. And I get emails from people all the time, always asking me, when is Adele going to come back on? When are you guys going to do Subversity Science Roundup? And I just tell them, look, Adele's workload right now is just so overwhelming that he can't commit to even one more thing. And that's really the case, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately it is, yeah. Doing the teacher training and my half of my previous job at the university is taking its toll in conjunction with the time I'm spending on writing subversity articles and the news every day. And there's obviously a private life I would like to have. So another scheduled appointment every week is simply too much at the moment.
Yeah, no, I understand that entirely. Anyway, did you have a chance to listen to this discussion about the bone loss reabsorption and melatonin?
Actually, I didn't really listen to all the show, but I'm familiar with the study in general, yes.
So,
and actually, what I thought first when I actually read the study is that this is one of the many instances where melatonin actually appears to turn out to be what people long have thought DHEA was.
Right.
Which is a longevity hormone, or rather the fountain of youth hormone, as it was called back in the day.
And it's really amazing to me that every time we turn around, there seems to be more benefits from melatonin supplementation. It just never ceases to, and I mentioned to Dr. Tamimi that the thing that got everybody all excited about melatonin was a study that was done back, I want to say in 1999, but I could be wrong, where they, maybe it was even earlier than that, where they took old rats and young rats and they just basically did a pineolectomy on each of them and gave the young rats the old pineal glands and the old rats the young pineal glands, and the old rats got young and the young rats got old, and they said, oh my God, melatonin is the fountain of youth. And that study has never been reproduced, so it's been discounted. But clearly, it was what made everybody go, okay, we need to know more about melatonin.
Yeah, and there are actually so many different effects it has. On the one hand, it has direct antioxidant effects, of which I'm not quite sure if they are really the predominant factors here. And on the other hand, it's actually the hormone that synchronizes the different clocks in your body, so to say. Because whenever the organ clock, which controls your liver and your digestive tract and the pancreas and all the other functions, and the central clock in your brain, they don't function synchronized. In those cases, you see all sorts of diseases, and there are many scientists currently harboring the hypothesis that even metabolic syndrome is in the end at least partly caused by this gap in the different times of the central and the peripheral clocks.
Interesting. So now let me ask you a question, Adele. Do you think that it is... And I've talked about this on the show. There was a study done by the Madonna del Grazia Institute on Menopause in Rome, Italy. Another study that has never been reproduced. And they took a group of women who were either perimenopausal or postmenopausal. All of them had suffered amenorrhea for a minimum of 6 months without a period. And they put them on 3 milligrams of melatonin, gave them a diary, and sent them home. And I forget how long the study was, but over the course of the study, all but like 3 women regained their menstrual cycle. Basically, what we're saying is they became fertile again at whatever age they were. Now, that study has never been reproduced. But even though the study has never been reproduced, it can't be discounted. I actually spoke to the lead author who did not want to come on the show. And this was probably around 2006 or 2007. I spoke to the lead author who did not want to come on the show because of the language barrier. What I discovered was slightly omitted from the research. All the women were told to take their melatonin at sundown, not at bedtime.
Yeah.
And this little subtlety may be the reason that people don't get what they want from melatonin.
Yeah, it's very important that you mentioned this, actually, because I also wanted to discuss this as a previous study. You often hear that melatonin helps you with weight loss and that it's good for your general metabolism. And there's one often cited study, it was also done in women, where the ladies took their melatonin, I think, at noon, and it was a relatively high dose, 5 to 10 milligrams, if I remember correctly. And this had a negative effect on their insulin sensitivity. And this is actually what I mentioned before. The main effect does not really appear to be due to the impact of melatonin on the oxidative metabolism or reducing oxidative damage or whatever, but it's rather the ability of melatonin to synchronize the basic rhythm. And one of the latest reviews, which has been published only, or which is actually only going to be published in a couple of weeks, really focuses or zooms in on this effect of melatonin, or on the ability of melatonin to synchronize the different clocks in your body and to make the system work right. I mean, if you have an engine and one part of the engine turns left and the other part does not react or reacts 1 hour later, you will see that the engine will get break.
Right.
And it's not much different if you lose the synchronous, if the system is not synchronized well. And in today's society, with 24-hour everything, the general rhythm is lost. And another factor that entrains it is actually eating cyclically, like intermittent fasting or whatever. And people are eating 24 hours, and so the whole rhythm is lost.
And so this would speak to the fact, and okay, so I had someone once email me for the Blueprint Power Hour saying that they were having thyroid problems. And all I said was to take melatonin at sundown for a couple weeks, because to try to resynchronize the entire hormonal orchestra. And
Right. In
fact, he emailed me back after 2 weeks and said he went to his doctor and there's nothing wrong with his thyroid anymore. Thank you very much. And I didn't do anything. All I suggested to him was to use melatonin for what it's supposed to be, the first domino. But that domino has a timing. Taking it before bed, which is what most people do, including myself when I'm lazy, because I don't want to run upstairs and get it when it's sundown and take it then, is a mistake. You must take, in order for you to really get everything that melatonin has for you, you have to observe the sundown in your area and take it then, not right before bed, because that melatonin is one of those hormones that the timing may be more important than the dose.
Well, I'm not quite sure if you really have to synchronize it to sundown. It's important, but it's perfectly correct that you have to take it 1 to 2 hours before you actually go to bed, because usually melatonin would be released and you would become tired,
right,
and you would go and seek a place to sleep if you are running around in the woods or so. And therefore, it's only logical to also take the supplement 1 or 2 hours before you actually go to bed. Now, in today's society, it's not always possible to go to bed with, or 1 or 2 hours after the sun starts setting. So what you could do, for example, what I've actually done pretty successfully in the past winter month, is to supplement with something else, which is just plain light. I've been using one of those 10K daylight lamps every
right.
day, every morning. And I think that it really helped me during the winter times, where I didn't have the slightest winter blues this year, and never had a problem to rise at 6 a.m. When I had to, because I just sat in front of my daylight lamp for about 15 minutes or so, and this was a signal for my body that the sun was up, although it would still take 2 hours until it was in fact up. Well, on the one hand, you can use this for you, but if you think about it, way too many people use this against them.
Uh-huh.
Because the same will happen when you're sitting in front of a computer screen up to 15 minutes before you go to bed. Your body will be tricked into believing that the sun was still high,
right,
especially with the shiny new LCD screens and I think in English it's also the cold color theme, where the color is rather blue.
Right.
And this is always a signal of, well, it's time to rise and it's not time to go to bed.
Right.
And I actually have noticed this in the past week, because I had some things to do and had to work late. Usually I switch off my computer at least 2 hours before I go to bed. But on the last days it wasn't possible, because I had to prepare things for the university. And therefore, I've been sitting up to 15 minutes before I went to bed. And it took me really 1 hour at least to fall asleep. And the night was not really resting.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really something you should keep in mind. I know people make fun of it, because it sounds like one of those mumbo-jumbo naturopath suggestions. but it's really important, and it's actually something you will notice when you're following this rhythm for quite some time.
I want to take a break. Stay with me. I want to talk more about how you use the light box. This is really intriguing to me. You're listening to Super Human Radio. We're talking with Adele Moussa, author of Subversity.com, the single best blog on the internet. Everybody who's anybody, all the gurus out there, whether they admit it or not, read Subversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. Don't kill me until I'm ready to stop. Stay tuned.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We are fortunate to have Adele Moussa with us for a short time here. So, Adele, explain, you know what I just thought of? I mean, wouldn't it be great to have an alarm clock that this light is above the bed? And
there is an alarm clock. You can buy it.
And it gently becomes brighter and brighter and brighter like that?
Yeah. It's from the same company my light box is made by. It's Philips.
They have
an alarm clock with the same technique, with the same technical basis, and it actually will lightly turn on, and there, if you want to, it can also make a sound, because I'm not quite sure if everyone will wake up, and I wouldn't wake up, certainly, because I'm using a blindfold when I'm sleeping.
Right, right.
So I'm not quite sure whether this is really useful, and I think it's not the strength of the light is not as high. So if someone is actually looking for one of those light boxes, I would go for a 10K variety with 10,000 lux.
Yeah, lux. Yeah, 10,000 lux. Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's a measure of how bright the thing is.
Right, and so how do you use, so when you get up in the morning, obviously you're still lethargic. You get up, you stand in front of it, or is it next to your bed and you just sit there with it facing you?
No, you would be laughing, but I'm doing some subversity work, checking a couple of messages, going on Facebook, and the lamp is just standing right next to me on the desk. And I turn it on, first of all, usually I turn it on lightly first, like 15%, and after 2 or 3 minutes I turn it out, to full power, and then I'm just sitting there doing some work. It isn't always 15 minutes, it's the time I take, and afterwards I go shower, I have breakfast, and I head off. That's basically my usually morning routine, and it's really something I notice makes a difference.
I gotta believe this is brilliant, and it's accessible to everybody out there. This is really something that people should be using. In the summer months, I get out of bed and open the blinds and stare and look outside, and because it's bright out, and I let the light hit my face, and sometimes I'll even go out in the backyard on the deck and stare up towards the sun. But you can't do that in the winter months. This is brilliant. This is what people need to do.
Actually, on the weekend, last weekend, I didn't do it because when I stood up, the sun already shone into my windows. So I didn't use the lamp. But usually, even at this time of the year here in Germany, when I stand up, I would have to use it because it's still, well, sometimes the sun is coming up, but it's not really light. And I'm not quite sure if I'm imagining it, but I really need some bright sunlight to get going in the morning. And this is a very useful alternative. It's not exactly cheap, but considering the money people spend on supplements every week and every month, it's the 100 euro. I think it will be maybe 140 US dollars. It's cheaper over in the US. Are well spent, I would say.
And then what about using the blue blockers at night when you have to work late in front of the computer?
I think this could work, but unfortunately I don't have any of these. What also helps is just to dim down the brightness of the screen.
Right, right.
This also makes a difference. And there are certain programs you can use. I've actually written an old blog post about the whole issue of treating your circadian rhythm with melatonin and light. And in this blog post, I mentioned a couple of programs you can use on your mobile phone as well as on your computer, which will change the hue. So they make the screen rather orange red.
Right.
It's not exactly what I like when I'm working, and I must admit that sometimes when I have to finish my work, I even deliberately don't reduce the brightness of the screen, because obviously in this situation you need to be on top of your game when you're working on something that requires all your intellectual capacities.
Yeah, you don't want to be dozing off while you're working, right?
Right, exactly. So sometimes you have to find a compromise, so to say. And for me, this oftentimes is that I simply switch off the computer and go to my alarm clock, put it and reverse it by 1 hour so that I will rise an hour early the next morning and do the rest I haven't finished.
Uh-huh.
Because I personally have realized that this works much better for me than staying up much too late. It's because I'm an early bird, but actually this is also a message to everyone: find out what works for your best.
Right.
I mean, there may be people who are better off when they are working until 11 p.m. and stand up at, well, say 9 a.m. or so. That's not something that's working for me very well.
Yeah, it's interesting. But you know what the funny thing is? Like, I have a pair of blue blocker glasses at home, but I don't put them on when I'm supposed to. You know, the real problem with all of this is compliance.
Yeah.
So how long do you think someone would have to comply with the light box, for instance, before they would actually start to notice something?
I must say that in the first week I had some pretty crazy side effects. Because after sitting in front of this thing for 30 minutes, full power, in the first days, I felt, well, as if I had used an overdose of caffeine or whatever.
Really?
Because it really stimulated me. After in the second week, this effect was no longer really present, and I thought, well, just another thing that doesn't work. But what I also noticed is that after 2 to 3 weeks, my complete biological rhythm was in tune with skiing. So I always had to race at, I don't know what time it was, I think, quarter to six or so. And, this also changed the time, at which I was tired in the evening.
Really?
So, before, I often had the problem that I couldn't fall asleep in the evening. So I was sitting there and I was already dragging along, but I wasn't really tired. And, this head start in the day actually facilitated that after 12 hours or so, I'm really dead tired and I'm falling to sleep almost, by myself. And that's gotten, or some of my friends have actually started complaining about that. But, for me, and especially during the week where I'm not really the person who is, going out and partying all night if he knows that he has to work 8 hours or more the next day, this is perfect because it really keeps me going and keeps me in the rhythm.
You know, these are pearls of wisdom right here, okay? This is, you know, people, everybody's buying supplements and trying to find ways to feel better and be healthier, be stronger, perform better. A light box in the morning. I mean, this...
By the way, just one thing I want to mention.
Yes.
Now that you're speaking of supplements, I've been someone who's always been popping at least one caffeine pill in the morning to get going. I'm not even drinking a cup of coffee at the moment.
Wow. That's impressive. That really is. I have to get a light box. I absolutely have to get a light box. And you know what? And I know the summer is coming, but like today, days like today, it was raining all day. I didn't want to get out of bed in the morning. It's
right.
The last thing I want to do. So this is great news. Adele, I hope that your workload lightens sometime this year so we can get you back on the air.
It certainly will.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that as well.
Okay.
I'm really missing doing the show. It's always fun, and getting feedback from listeners is also great. And I have to admit that I have had people ask me when we are going to start the show again several times as well. And it's kind of making me proud that people are missing it.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a good thing, and we will be back. There's no doubt about it. And I want to thank you so much for answering the phone just now. because this 25 minutes would have been much more boring and difficult to get through for the listeners had you not been on the air with me now.
I wouldn't say so.
Yeah, no, I had nothing to talk about. I'm not kidding. Nothing to talk about. I had nothing.
Well, now you have to buy a light bulb.
Yeah,
so,
that's okay.
It costs you more than just the call to Germany.
Yeah, there you go. That's okay. It's well worth it. Listen, thanks so much for being on the air with me just now.
You're welcome. It was a great pleasure.
All right, talk to you soon, Adele.
Bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we will be joined. Who's next? Isn't that funny? I need a light box desperately right now. We will be joined by Dr. Ginny Naidu. We're going to talk about age-induced endoplasmic reticulum stress and how it alters sleep and sleep homeostasis. More discussion on sleep, as you can see, because in my humble opinion, it's where all the magic happens. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The government may be watching us, but he's watching the government. He's Carl Lenore, only on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
It was nice having Adele Moussa back on the air for a little while. It really was. Okay. As we age, we don't sleep so well. And discovering why that happens is always an important topic. And obviously, we're all aging. And if you're not having this problem now, you may have someday. So it's an important discussion. We're being joined by Dr. Ginny Naidu. How you doing, Dr. Naidu?
Good, thank you.
Welcome to the show. So, as I said during the opener here, you know, as we age, we seem not to sleep well. And even elderly people who supplement with sleep aids, like melatonin, for instance, don't necessarily get a good quality of sleep. And trying to figure out what's going on is important, because we've learned that on this show over the years that a fragmented sleep, inappropriate sleep, poor sleep hygiene, whatever you want to call it, but people who don't sleep well, they develop diseases faster. And so getting good quality sleep is important. So let's talk about your study, first of all. Explain for the audience how the study was designed, please.
Okay, so as you mentioned, as you started off in your opener, as we age, sleep, you know, there are basic changes in sleep structure. So as we get older, sleep tends to get more fragmented. What do we mean by that, sleep being more fragmented? It means that you tend to sleep and you have lots of interruptions or arousals during the sleep period. Now, what we found is not only is sleep fragmented, we also find that wake quality is also altered with aging, meaning that you aren't able to be fully functional or experience good quality wakefulness. And one tends to see that a lot in older individuals. They tend to nod off while they're awake. They experience a lot more what we call daytime sleepiness. So not only is sleep impacted, but wakefulness is also impacted.
Well,
so
and we just did a show last week that linked fragmented sleep to a greater degree of widespread pain in an aging population. So it's, yeah, it's not just cognitive function, it's physiological function in general. People who don't get good sleep when they're 60, 70, and 80 years old, they complain about, my body aches. I don't know why. And it has nothing to do with osteoporosis. I mean, osteoarthritis.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So people, there are lots of studies that link, you know, increase in pain. But, you know, we also know, obviously, cognition is affected, that there's a perception of pain, there's inability to function properly with reduced sleep or with fragmented sleep. So in our study, we wanted to model this using a different organism, and we chose the fruit fly, the common fruit fly, which is called Drosophila, to model the study. Now, Drosophila also exhibits sleep like humans do and mammals do. They have consolidated sleep during the night. They diurnal. They sleep during the night. They're awake during the day. And when you disrupt sleep in flies, in fruit flies, they respond like people do, in that they tend to increase the amount of sleep they get following that loss of sleep. So you get what you call recovery sleep.
Right.
And what we find in older animals and older flies, that the type of recovery sleep you get following sleep disruption or sleep deprivation is not as consolidated, and neither is it, doesn't occur over a very short period, so that you get a nice period of recovery and then you become nice and active so that you can follow up with your work. What we find in older animals, this recovery period is drawn out for over 12 hours, 12 to 24 hours. Sort of like if you're very old and you lose sleep and the next day you're not very functional, you keep sort of nodding off.
Right, right. So you took these little flies. And,
right.
And what did you do to them in order to assimilate what you wanted to happen in this study?
Okay, so first of all, we measured the sleep, what we call the baseline sleep, normal sleep in both young flies and age flies. And what we found in age flies is that the age flies had very short sleep bouts, meaning that the period of sleep was very, very interrupted, so they weren't consolidated.
Okay.
And so what we had found out from earlier studies is that when flies or mice or birds lose sleep, what happens is it tends to cause a process called protein misfolding.
Right.
Now, it seems very counterintuitive to think about protein folding and sleep, but what we found is across the species, when you disrupt or lose sleep, you tend to cause proteins to misfold.
Now, for the audience, I want to do something that's a little rudimentary here. So
right.
We know about protein as a macronutrient of nutrition, but when we're talking
right.
about here, are proteins that the body produces that have specific process applications and functions. Okay. These are not proteins that you're digesting and eating. These are proteins that the body is assembling. Quite often they are, sometimes
yes.
peptide proteins, amino acids strung
yes.
together in specific sequences. And when they're really big, the body folds
yes.
them up to make them smaller.
Right. So the proteins you eat essentially provide the
building blocks, right, right.
For the proteins that your body makes to utilize for different functions.
Right.
So you eat the proteins, they break down into the amino acids. The essential amino acids are strung up, like you said, into small molecules called peptides. So they will be strings of, you know, 10, 15, 20. But as the proteins build up, and you get these huge proteins with hundreds of amino acids.
Right.
And these are structural elements. So they make up your cells. They make up all the different, your skin, your organs. They structural elements. So they build
and,
up.
And they also make up, peptides that are responsible for communicating, such as growth
yes.
factors like IGF-1
yes.
and
yes.
the melanocortin
Absolutely.
System and all these proteins that are designed to communicate, hey, do this for a cell, do that.
Right. So
yeah.
all of your neurotransmitters, all of your enzymes that break down, you know, your food and to make make your cells function, to make your body function, you need proteins. They are the sort of workhorses of your body. And so all of these proteins need to be properly folded so that they can function efficiently. Now, what happens with aging and with neurodegeneration or degenerative diseases is many of these proteins tend to aggregate. When they aggregate, they form clumps and they are no longer functional.
Right. And they actually are they become metabolic debris, if nothing else.
Yes, they do. Yes. And that leads to eventually to cell death. And in the case of neurodegeneration, you have neurons that die when you have aggregates. For example, in Alzheimer's, you get the beta amyloid proteins that aggregate and form plaques. In Parkinson's, you get alpha-synuclein is another protein that aggregates and forms these clumps. So in almost every single neurodegenerative disease, it is usually the root cause of the disease is an aggregation of proteins that leads to neuronal dysfunction and finally neuronal death. So you get loss of neurons.
Right.
So now
here's the one wonderful thing about this. So there is one part of the cell that is responsible for doing all of this folding called the endoplasmic reticulum, right? And we've heard about it in biology when we were kids, but we didn't pay attention to it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So the endoplasmic reticulum is an organelle within the cell within which proteins that are secreted, for example, insulin is a protein that's secreted, is made in the endoplasmic reticulum. So proteins that are secreted are made in the endoplasmic reticulum, and proteins that are membrane-bound proteins, like proteins that form the, you know, that are inserted into the membrane, your receptors and things, are also folded in the endoplasmic reticulum. So what happens is there are certain conditions that can perturb the function of the endoplasmic reticulum that cause proteins to then misfold and aggregate. When this happens, you know, two things can happen. One, the cell can adapt to this by upregulating or increasing the synthesis of specific proteins like chaperones that help to refold the proteins. And they can also do a whole host of other things. For example, they can increase what we call transcription factors that help you make other proteins. They can increase the degradation rate of the misfolded proteins, and they can also sort of stop or attenuate protein translation. So they stop the protein machinery, say, don't make any more proteins because the whole system is getting clogged up.
Right, right.
That's an adaptive pathway. That's an adaptive mechanism. If this pathway is overwhelmed, or if the misfolding continues, or the perturbation continues for a longer time, then what the cell tends to do, it switches to different modalities or different pathways. The second mode of action is to sort of increase the immune response. So it will signal to the immune system and say, we got to fight this and fix it. And then finally,
does the immune system go after these rogue proteins and try to like macrophages will try to digest it and get rid of them?
What you do is you initiate an inflammatory response. You'll have things like cytokines being released.
Hence the chronic inflammatory portion of diseases like Parkinson's and so on. Wow.
Exactly. And then finally, if none of these are working, you end up actually killing the cells. So when you basically apoptose or kill the cells, you start to lose these cells. If they're in the brain, you're losing neurons. So that is what happens when you have prolonged endoplasmic reticulum.
Now, wait a minute. So let's talk about something. So we understand that most cells, almost all cells in the body, have an expiration date. Apoptosis is a natural process, and they're generally replaced with new cells. But what you're saying is these cells die in a more collateral fashion. Boom, you have a whole bunch of them. Yes. They just check out before they're supposed to.
Right, absolutely.
Wow.
So we thought, you know, if sleep deprivation, which is a relatively minor thing that all of us go through, leads to this misfolding of proteins and triggers this pathway, what would happen if you have sort of sustained stress? If you, you know, night after night after night or day after day, you know, keep subjecting your body to the same stress, what would it do? And what we found is...
I don't want you to say what we found, because this is radio, Dr. Naidu. So we have to make people listen to the commercials and wait for you to say the magic words at the other end. How's that sound? We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and when we come, I can promise you this is a really, really intriguing study, and I have a lot of questions for Dr. Naidu. You're listening to Superhuman Radio, building superhumans one person at a time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin-stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch-tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, we're talking about age-induced stresses on the endoplasmic reticulum due to sleep and sleep homeostasis. We're talking with Dr. Ginny Naidu. So, Dr. Naidu, before we get into what you were going to talk about, what even clued you in that sleep or sleep deprivation or fragmented sleep even had a role in how the endoplasmic reticulum actually worked?
Okay, so the reason we started looking at this particular pathway, the unfolded protein response or the ER stress response, several groups studying sleep basically had carried out experiments where they sleep deprived various species of animals and then looked at the genes that changed with sleep deprivation. So if one wants to study sleep, you know, you have to have a method of perturbing sleep and finding out why is it we sleep, because really no one really knows the function of sleep. You know, we all sleep and we all know that we feel terrible if we don't sleep, but why do we exactly sleep? So in an attempt to find out why we sleep, we carried out experiments where we would sleep deprive animals and then look for genes that changed with sleep deprivation.
Okay.
And when we did such experiments, we found that, you know, there are lots of different pathways that change. And amongst these was this one particular pathway where we saw that chaperones were increased with sleep deprivation, suggesting you almost need chaperones to be increased during sleep deprivation. And so it started to delve further into this pathway to ask, why would you need more chaperones when you are, you know, lose sleep? And we looked at this particular pathway that tells us that you need to increase chaperones when proteins are misfolded.
Right.
And that's
okay.
How we got into looking at protein misfolding.
Okay. Okay. So when you started looking at fragmented sleep in older individuals, well, in these flies, for instance,
right.
Do you notice right away that there was misfolding of proteins going on?
Well, yes. So what happens is, what we found is when you take older mice or older flies and you subject them to sleep deprivation, you don't get the responses you see in younger animals. So you don't see the increase in the chaperones that you would expect to see in a young animal. And so that immediately told us there was something different about these aged animals. And so the other indicator was that when you sleep deprive them, they do not recover sleep in the same manner that the young animals do. And so we started to look at the pathway and didn't see the same molecules change. And when we measured one of the chaperone protein levels, we found even without sleep deprivation in the older animals, the levels of the chaperone was really, really reduced, suggesting that already that this pathway was actually impaired.
Can you tell us can you tell us more about that particular protein that seems to be reduced in the elderly, in the aged flies?
Yeah, so it's a protein that we call BIP. It's called binding immunoglobulin protein. It's also known as glucose regulator protein 78, and it's also a heat shock protein. It belongs to the heat shock 70 family. So And this is a very critical chaperone because it's involved in folding all newly synthesized proteins as well as misfolded proteins. And, you know, we figured usually in diseases where you have protein aggregation, if you don't have high chaperone levels, you're going to tend to have more aggregated proteins or more misfolded proteins.
Right.
So we knew that this was a problem. And so what we thought was that could we supplement this particular chaperone in old flies? Because we know that these old flies have fragmented sleep. If we can give them chaperones, chemical chaperones, could this then improve sleep? And we did just that.
What did you use as the intervention?
So the intervention was a chemical chaperone called sodium 4-phenylbutyrate.
Now, is that the same thing as sodium phenylbutyrate, which is a drug that's used to treat I want to say people who have kidney problems where they build up a lot of uric acid. Right?
Yes, urea cycle disorders.
Right.
Yes, it's the same. It's the same drug. So yes, so we PBA is clinically, it's FDA approved. It's used for a couple of other diseases as well. It's used for some beta thalassemia, and I think it's in clinical trials for Parkinson's disease as well. So we said if we have low levels of the chaperone BIP, and we don't want to necessarily overexpress it because there could be developmental effects.
Right.
Let us feed the chaperone only to the old flies and see if that improves sleep. And we did that. And what we found is that when you fed old flies the PBA, they tended to have much better sleep.
Really?
So let me tell you how long a fly lives. A fly lives for about 93 days.
Right. By the way, I happen to know this, and that's why I don't kill flies. I actually open windows and let them out because I feel like, my God, they're going to only be around 3 months. Why shorten their lives anymore? But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So they don't have very long lives. So they live around 93 days or 100 days. And so we took flies that were, you know, 5 to 9 days old as our young flies. Then we had flies that were about 55 days old and flies that were almost 8 weeks old, and fed them this drug. And what we found is that the old flies that had, you know, very fragmented sleep then had much improved sleep with this drug treatment. So the sleep bouts were much more consolidated. And the waking was of course also of much better quality.
So did you give these flies PBA, sodium phenylbutyrate?
Yeah.
Did you give them this in their water so they just drank
in
it ad lib in their food?
Yeah, in their food. But it was available ad lib.
So it wasn't like they took it at night when it was time to go to sleep. They were taking it throughout the day.
Yeah, okay. And this was not a very long treatment. It was only 2 or 3 days of treatment. Yeah.
Okay. So when you gave it to them, you saw that they were having better sleep.
Yes.
What about the proteins? Did you notice any changes in these misfolded proteins?
Right. So now we're flooding the system with more chaperone. But what we did find when we did the molecular studies was that all the markers of increased endoplasmic reticulum stress were reduced.
Wow.
So we were reducing the high levels of endoplasmic reticulum stress in these age flies. Now, what I need to tell you at baseline, I keep using the word baseline, what I mean is without any, you know, intervention.
Right.
If you take old flies and you don't sleep deprive them or you don't do anything to them, but you look at the markers of endoplasmic reticulum stress, they have high levels of ER stress. We see this in mice as well.
Do we see it in people? Do we see it in people?
Well, I don't have people tissue, but I'm assuming yes, because if you take older animals, there is a basal level of ER stress that increases with age. So just the process of aging leads to higher levels of error in protein folding, because, you know, you have reduced levels of chaperones. There are other key factors that change the entire responsiveness of your adaptive pathways are being diminished with age.
Mm. Okay, so now let's talk about the ER just for a second.
Yes.
Aside from age,
yes,
the endoplasmic reticulum seems to be easily, disrupted in a couple different conditions. Calcium regulation, glucose deprivation, and obviously the viral infections, which we'll forget about viral infections. So now, before we go for calcium regulation, because we know that vitamin D and thyroid hormone play a role in calcium regulation, let's talk about glucose deprivation for a second. So we're talking about on a cellular level glucose deprivation.
Yeah, we're talking at a cellular level because glucose represents energy.
Right.
So if you have reduced energy, by that I mean ATP, because ATP is your currency of energy in the cell, ATP and also GDP. If you have reduced energy, then you cannot complete the functions of, you know, cellular function is impaired. So that leads to protein misfolding.
I've talked about this on the show before with several scientists. We've talked about insulin resistance of the brain and other issues like this. And what we discussed in simplest terms is when a cell is forced to function without adequate glucose or some other substrate like ketones, but let's just stay with glucose for a second.
Yeah.
When a cell is forced to operate without adequate energy, it builds up inflammation. You can think of it this way. You can think of your car. If your engine had to run without oil, it would build up a lot of heat from friction and it would just weld itself shut. And this is what happens to the cell. When the cell can't get adequate energy, a lot of metabolic debris is produced in the process and inflammation takes place and the cell is basically destroyed from the inside out.
Yes, I guess that's one way to put it. So yes, a lot of things are compromised when you don't have energy. And just maintaining cellular function requires a lot of energy, you know. Getting iron pumps to function and, you know, pump the sodium in to pump the ions across the cell membrane and as well as, you know, to fold your proteins, to do all the other things that you need to do. All of that requires energy. So if any way your body is compromised or your cells are compromised and they have reduced energy, then that impacts upon, you know.
Now, I'm being told we have to take a break. We have to take a break. Mm-hmm. But I think you have also been involved in another study where you looked at insulin sensitivity in aging as well, right? And this is where I want to go when we come back. I want to talk about something that people need to understand. Even though the population has higher glucose levels in blood than ever before, on a cellular level, they're insulin resistant, which means that the glucose isn't getting in. I want you to postulate for me the role of insulin resistance in this whole scenario. Stay tuned. You're listening to Super Human Radio. We're talking with Dr. Ginny Naidoo. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about
Orbit that? Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Call it all.
Welcome back. Okay. So,
yeah.
Dr. Naidu, what role, so let's assume that we're dealing with individuals who become insulin resistant. Could this in and of itself cause additional ER stress?
I think it's the other way about. It could, but I think what we're looking at is how ER stress leads to insulin resistance. So we're talking about what happens. So in our study here, it was a study we carried out in mice where we looked at ER stress in the pancreas. And, you know, there's a lot of evidence that indicates that inadequate sleep leads to insulin resistance and to, you know, problems
obesity.
With glucose tolerance.
Yes, yes.
Yes. As well as obesity and, right. and other metabolic dysfunction. So there's a lot of epidemiology done by scientists from University of Chicago especially that showed in human studies that there's an association between chronic sleep loss and obesity, and that may in fact lead to insulin resistance and diabetes as secondary effects. So we wanted to find out using a mouse model, what is the mechanism? How is this happening? And, knowing that sleep deprivation affects glucose tolerance, we wanted to examine the pancreas in animals and see whether, in fact, if you sleep deprive them, that you are, inducing ER stress in the pancreas. And we found that this, in fact, is true.
So in the case of the supplemented sodium phenylbutyrate mice here,
Flies.
Yeah. I knew it was flies. That's why I kept going back and forth. I was like, no, we're talking about mice earlier. In the case of the supplemented group, they started sleeping better.
They started sleeping better, yes.
And we saw less of these mutated proteins being improperly folded, right?
Right.
So
yeah, we saw less of the markers.
Would it be safe to assume that over a period of time, they would actually reduce the buildup of these clumped up proteins in their bodies?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, how exciting this is.
It would. And so as we had shown for sleep in the flies, it has been shown in mice that have diabetes by a group in Harvard that if you give the mice PBA, that it actually reduces the insulin resistance and they become more insulin sensitive. And they improve the type 2 diabetes phenotype.
So does it really all come back down to the sleep? And we know that as you age, you don't sleep better. So does it come back to if we can get – everybody's looking for anti-aging. But what we really – it sounds to me what we're really looking for is reversing the age-related quality of sleep and everything else falls in place.
Yes, because I think, disrupted sleep does to a large extent contribute to many of the sort of ill effects we see of age. And if we can fix, we believe in our group, if we can fix sleep, then we can fix a lot of other downstream events, like things like insulin resistance, metabolic dysfunction, some things that contribute towards neuronal degeneration or neuronal injury. All of that can be fixed with improving sleep.
How exciting. You have to be excited about this one.
Yes, yes, it's very exciting.
I mean, it seems that there's a lot of potential here with this discovery.
Yeah, because sleep is a very modifiable behavior. We're in charge of, our own sleep and sleep patterns. We can all make an attempt to get better sleep or improve our sleep quality. I think with aging, it's a little bit hard, but you could practice good sleep hygiene. You could try other methods of making sure to ensure that you get better sleep. So I think this is one area in which we can intervene and affect a lot of areas that affect health overall.
Well, so sodium phenylbutyrate is not something that naturally occurs in the body, correct? Because it says I think it's an aromatic salt of fatty acid,
yeah.
Right?
It is a small chain fatty acid. Yes.
Okay. So in other words, there's a lot of research that taking individuals who suffer from a variety of different neurological disorders, everything from epilepsy to dementia, they seem to respond favorably to ketones. But that's just simply because the ketones are a different substrate, and the cells can use them. But yes. is there any advantage to burning ketones as energy as it relates to increasing or decreasing stress on the ER?
You know, I don't know the answer to that particular question because okay. I don't know what research has been done on that yet. I haven't particularly looked at that as an alternate, method of reducing ER stress.
Because obviously I can't get sodium phenylbutyrate because I don't have any disorders that would dictate
right.
for a physician to
yes.
prescribe it
yes.
for me. But I would like to try to find out how I can either find naturally occurring forms of foods or agents that have sodium phenylbutyrate in them or a precursor to sodium phenylbutyrate because
yeah.
I don't want to age. I want to age better too.
Yeah, but I think so. This is a small fatty acid. So this is by no means me advocating anything because
I understand
no idea,
that.
I haven't done the work. But you could look at. People are saying you could use things like medium chain fatty acids, like
MCTs.
Coconut oil.
Yeah.
In coconut oil, that's being touted as very beneficial. So I'm not really sure what one can use, but one can look at, you could look up the literature and see what's available.
Yeah, and see that's where the ketogenic diet, we know that individuals who suffer
yeah.
from Alzheimer's and dementia, mm-hmm. a single dose of MCTs and or coconut oil, and they seem mm-hmm. to have clarity, their brain works better. But that's just because it's using that as a substrate to run the engine, so to speak. But I wonder if also if this PBA
yeah,
is also produced.
But the way from a perspective of looking at what the phenylbutyrate is doing, it's just a hydrophobic it's a hydrophobic interface. So when proteins are misfolded, they sort of expose hydrophobic residues. These are like fat loving residues.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
So that's what causes proteins to become sticky and aggregate. So when hydrophobic residues are exposed, they like Velcro, they stick to other proteins.
Right.
And so they clump up. So what this does, what the phenylbutyrate does, is it binds to the hydrophobic residues, blocking them. So in a way, it covers these
like
things.
Like Teflon. It's like Teflon. It keeps them from sticking together.
Yeah. yeah. So I'm assuming, and again, I have not done this work and I cannot speak to it with any authority, but I'm assuming another medium chain fatty acid could also act in a similar way.
This is really interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I just want to ask you to summarize anything else that you found that was exciting that we may have missed over here in the discussion. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The reason this government loves Monsanto is because we can no longer afford to do what we've been doing, which is giving everyone money to be our allies.
The war against Monsanto continues.
And there's an old saying, he who controls the food controls the population. You don't have to lift a finger or point a gun to completely control a population. All you have to do is control their food.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Weekdays at noon.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jenny Nadu. It is really exciting to me. I am just really, my brain is spinning overtime. Dr. Nadu, was there anything else that we didn't cover that you found in the research that you thought was exciting?
Yeah, the one thing about the age flies in the Drosophila study, we found that, you know, the PBA treatment also improved the recovery sleep. So old flies that were fed the PBA were much more active sooner. So, you know, normally they would sleep for 12 to 18 hours following the sleep deprivation, but after the drug intervention, they would recover all of that lost sleep within the first 4 hours.
Wow.
You know, once they woke up, and then they would be normal and functional again. So it improved your waking quality as well.
I know with mouse studies and rat studies, there's ways to extrapolate out what a human equivalent dose would be, but I don't think you can do that with flies. Do we have any feel for how much these flies were getting and how that would extrapolate out to humans?
Oh, no, I don't know. Off the top of my head right now, we gave them something like 2 millimolar and they were eating it ad lib for the, you know, and one can, I can't really tell you specifically how much you would extrapolate that to a person right now.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
So what do you hope that other clinicians take away from this research?
To pay attention to sleep overall, to pay attention that, you know, people get good sleep and to be able to look at that as a possible upstream, effect of, you know, downstream health effects. You know, if one looks at, our studies, what we find is young animals, young healthy animals have very good systems in place to adapt to stresses. But as one ages, these adaptive mechanisms tend to get dampened and get blunted. And so responses are not as good. And oftentimes people don't think of sleep as being the root of, you know, whatever problem you have further down the road. But it seems more and more that sleep disruption, whether it be from just normal inability to sleep from insomnia or something like sleep apnea, tends to impact upon a whole host of problems.
Further
down.
And very few doctors ask their patients when a person comes in, that's been diagnosed with the disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Very few doctors ask them, how do you sleep? You know, when you wake up, are you refreshed?
Right.
And the other problem is when someone comes to a doctor and picks it up on their own, they say, you know, I don't sleep well. They give them a hypnotic drug that actually
yes.
bypasses sleep and puts them into this doldrum for 8 hours, mm-hmm. but they're still not mm-hmm. sleeping.
Yeah, I do know that a lot of people do end up getting sleep prescriptions. I heard a statistic, so something like 40 million Americans are on hypnotics.
Yeah.
Anyone can.
And there's research coming out now that those
yes.
people who are on those drugs, like Lunestra, for instance, they have a lot of the same diseases and issues as shift workers who aren't sleeping at night. So the takeaway is that just because you lay in a bed motionless for 8 to 10 hours with your eyes closed doesn't mean that your body is doing what it needs to do. Sleep is a very, very specific architecture, rhythm, and there's a whole host of things going on at night when you sleep that are completely derailed when you take these hypnotic drugs. We even saw this back in the day when people were prescribing benzodiazepines for sleep and we found, oh my God, they're not going through all the sleep cycles. They're not going through REM sleep. And we found all sorts of disorders with that as well. So, you know, getting your sleep right is critical. And drugs don't always work. So.
Yes, I'm not sure what we would suggest that people do. It's a little difficult right now.
Well, we just talked about some of this in the earlier, before you came on the air. Some of the things that people can do is using a light therapy box first thing in the morning if you live in a climate where it's gloomy out. Getting that,
right,
you know,
yeah.
Getting
your clock.
Yes, all the clocks, the organ clocks, the suprachiasmatic nuclei, all of the
yeah.
peripheral clocks, get them synchronized. Using things like melatonin at sundown, not at bedtime, not right before bed, but 2.5, 3 hours before bed to get the rhythmicity back in gear. And then also, if you have to stay up late and watch television, if you have to stay up late and use your computer, use blue blocker glasses to eliminate the blue light so that normal process that occurs, hormonal process that occurs for sleep starts to occur when it's supposed to and you don't impede it by blue light and your brain goes, oh, it's still daytime where we're not going to sleep
right,
for another
right.
couple hours.
Yes, yeah. So you don't phase shift at all.
Yeah, yeah. And then obviously find ways to, butyrate does not occur naturally. I just messaged a guy who is a genius chemist, and I just said, "Do you know?" This is a dumb question, I said, but do you know if phenylbutyrate occurs naturally in any foods or subs? He says, "No, it doesn't." I checked that before. Butyrate does not. Okay, so I'm sorry. Butyrate does. Butyrate does, but not phenylbutyrate. Okay,
but not phenylbutyrate. Butyrate, yeah, was in butter and things like that.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Phenylbutyrate.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, this has been a great interview. I want to thank you so much for taking time to come
You're
on the show.
You're very welcome.
And I want to have you back on as soon as you have more research to report, okay?
Yeah, we're looking at lifespan effects now as well. It implies how to, you know, improve lifespan, how to increase the lifespan of animals with different chaperone treatments.
And, you know, and then there's a whole other discussion that is kind of obscure. But that is hormesis, because hormesis is identified by affecting the chaperone pathways.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's good hormesis and there's bad hormesis.
Yeah, generally you want to perturb the system a little bit so that you get a response, so that you have an adaptive response. So yes, the ear stress pathway is involved in hormesis.
Yeah, so this is really exciting stuff you're working on. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so another great interview. Hope you enjoyed it. Of course, I want to also thank my previous guest, Dr. Fala Tamimi, for coming on and talking about melatonin supplementation as an anti-aging therapy for age-related bone loss. If you have an elderly mom or dad, this is definitely something worth their attention. And, of course, Adele Musa for dropping in and talking with us and really adding some cohesion between all these discussions. Get a light box if it's still gloomy where you live. Protect the rhythmicity of your sleep. Put the blue blocker glasses on at least 2 hours before you're ready to go to bed. These are all things that can help you age better and avoid disease. And let's look for ways to find phenylbutyrate. How about that one? All right, thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto has shortened more lives than any other sinister regime in our history.
The war against GMOs wages on.
And someone posted on my Facebook and said, you can't be serious about that. You're comparing them to the Nazi regime? And I said, I compare them to any regime because, number one, they're not done yet. And number two, we don't even know. There's no way to do a head count of the number of lives that have been shortened because of the things that Monsanto has promoted in this country and abroad.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at...